Proudly part of the Stop Radio Network, this is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. There is, as I'm sure you've noticed, a massive movement around the world of the people struggling to free themselves from the shackles of oppression. The latest initiative, the I Won't Pay movement, surging in Greece and a few other countries in Europe, specifically targeting metro ticket turnstiles. And of course, this surging up of indignation causes conniption fits in those in power. From extreme, like the violent crackdowns in Syria and even in Occupy locations in North America, to more hidden, like reports leaking out from the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral that subtly suggest that all this is a threat to global stability. This is, of course, a huge crock of horse hooey, since it's the stability of the elite's ironclad hold on power that's really being threatened. And from the people's point of view, how could that ever be bad? But we the people do play into these Machiavellian tactics when we follow unthinking into that dark night, and it's this we'd like to consider today. The wrong vibration between power and people today on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. We're pretty excited to have all our programs running now 24/7 on our new Stop Radio Network, streaming off of our healingthroughconsciousness.com site. You'll see the logo and display for that on the right-hand side of our Healing Through Consciousness website. Just click, and you'll hear from our extensive archive of Thinking with Somebody Else's Head programs, as well as our Healing Through Consciousness shows, which we produced a few years ago featuring listener call-ins for psychological help with Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco. And I would love to get back to doing some more of those. If you're interested in having Dr. Pacheco's help in any issues you have in your current day-to-day life, your career, your relationships. If you're interested in us returning to that and want to participate in that, well, just drop me an email advising me about that at joneshealing@gmail.com. I would be very happy to try and work that out for us. Our program today is an essential one. You know, we talk a lot about the pathology of power in our programs, one of the seminal lines of study in Norberto Kepi's Science of Psychosociopathology, and this is vital. In Kepi's view, the way power is being used is the biggest problem facing our society today. We don't manage to create a better society because we're impeded from it by the inverted laws and economic system. We are basically slaves working for banks, the way things are organized today. The Brazilian statistics on this are rather telling. 46 cents out of every real here, that's the Brazilian currency, goes to pay the debt on the government loans, loans from banks. So every time somebody pays one real to the Brazilian government in taxes, 46 cents of that goes to pay loans and servicing the loans from banks. It's much higher in Canada, I imagine, my home country. Some financial stats there lay out that 90% of our debt in Canada is bank debt. Now, this hasn't happened by accident, as I'm sure you can pick up by deduction. It's occurred by decades-long planning and implementation at the highest levels of power, most times out of sight of our elected officials. And that's something most of us never realize. And you know, it's this second part of the equation, our ignorance, that's necessary for the formula to work. We have the most pathological humans in power, wanting power, scheming for it, setting the system up so they keep power. That's the first part of the equation. Then there's our alienation, our not wanting to know, our refusal to see, our disastrous naivete that allows them to work so effectively at enslaving us. So what to do about all this? Well, one of the things they've done very well is impede Kepi's work from getting out there. They control the media, the publishers, so they've got a tight rein on that. So now we have to wake up and use the grassroots means to get the consciousness out there. Our Stop Radio Network, for example, it's a very good thing to spread, and I would love you to do that. You can find more information, all the information you need about that, at healingthroughconsciousness.com. We're going to get into this faulty formula, this wrong vibration between power and people in a moment. But first, Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco can give us a historical overview of how we've gotten into this mess, where information is totally controlled. How has that happened, Dr. Claudia?
If you observe better the situation in North America, what we see there is a kind of Marxist capitalism or Marxist neoliberalism. Because when Russia was under the Marxist system, what did they have? A poor country that was deprived by their freedom and their rights in order to produce weapons and to give profits for these enormously rich, hidden, powerful individuals that kept having all the profits out of the gold mines and diamonds and all these productions in Russia. So there was this heavy pact amongst political and economic powerful in a way that they didn't even know that there were still rich, powerful individuals
owning, controlling.
Controlling and having profits, their mines and their means of production. So the political power was absolutely engaged with these economic, powerful, hidden, powerful people, and that were there during all the time, all the years of this Marxist system. So they banned God, and they banned all the thinkers, the true thinkers, from their culture. They rejected all those who were traditionally their, like their idols, their heroes, their examples of true Russian people, of their culture.
Their poets, their philosophers.
Yes.
All these
writers,
great cinematographers,
literates,
filmmakers.
All of them were eliminated in order to have this mass of slaves deprived from the freedom of thinking, seeing the West and any other country beyond their
boundaries.
Boundaries.
Borders.
Their borders as enemies and a threat to their freedom. So all this brainwashing going on with them, we see something similar happening now in North America, where they cannot see any more Russians there as a threat, but they produced an image of terrorists coming from the Middle East or the Islamic mm-hmm. people.
Extreme Muslims, yeah.
So they can take away the freedom of American people. They're
using this to take away liberties, rights. Yeah, this is very clear. The Patriots
this
Act
is absolutely clear.
Yeah, it's very clear.
All the media is owned by the major powerful economic people that are not really interested in nothing that is about the people. They are only interested in their own interests. All the medias are owned by this conglomerate.
Coterie of six or seven companies.
Yeah, like these clusters
yeah.
of powerful people. So who owns one major pharmaceutical company? They own also
cigarette
company, and they own medias, and they own everything. Yeah. So there are this huge conglomerate.
Our friend Susan Berkeley talks a lot about this, how the same people are on the same boards of directors for all of these companies.
So
300 people.
So what they say in the medias are all prepared by the top of this publishing or these media companies in order to preserve, to keep people not thinking. And they make up stories so people believe in them, so they keep not seeing in the powerful their biggest enemies. The inner powerful, I mean, the people inside their countries as their biggest enemies, but ghosts that they don't know where they are, that are hidden for years and years, and then they die, they are assassinated, and they don't know how, they don't see even the corpse, and if they see some corpse, they don't know if this corpse is real or not. So it's everything uncertain. We live in a time where everything became uncertain. You cannot say for sure what is happening.
You've made an amazing parallel here, Claudia, between the oppression, suppression that happened in communist Soviet Union.
This is absolutely.
And what's happening in the Western world
today. Taking away
Christianity
and the true religions from everywhere.
Well, taking out truth, as you said.
Yeah, a country that was built with a currency written in God we trust. So how come God is taken away from every public and institutional and even homes? Because what comes inside their homes through books, magazines, internet and medias and TV and movies are nothing related to truth, ethics, faith, and the real true values that build up that nation.
Yeah, which,
those nations like United States and Canada, for instance, or even England. Or even any other country in the
France,
Western
or
world.
Or anybody, yeah. The same thing's happening in China today, of course. And this fabrication of outside enemies, this takes us away from the true problems. We don't see the true problems now because we're focused outside. And this is very directly coming from our psychological view, isn't it? We're taught to see the problem externally, not to see the problem inside.
To project.
And even if it's internal, it's like a brain chemical or a hormonal thing. You know, it's not like anything to do with the way we see life, the way we think.
When Freud went to United States for the first time, bringing psychoanalysis, Jung joked with him and said, if Americans would know that we are bringing them the plague, they would not have invited us.
They'd go running from the room, screaming from the room.
Yeah, and that's what happened. They brought the plague. Because the plague they brought is the destruction of any cultural, social, theological value, idealistic, civilizational values. They turned down all these values when they brought every importance for the life of the person into the sexual life, into this, the accomplishment of desires. So they reduced us to a bunch of instincts. By the way, there is nothing wrong with our instincts if they are natural, if they are not distorted. We have natural instincts, even sexual natural instincts that are designed to perpetuate life and also to bring love and affection when this happens. But what led humanity to deviate so much from this balanced way of seeing sexual life, relationships, and even worse, the way people see culture and ethical values, what distorted and what misled people was mostly psychoanalysis in the beginning. Now people don't even do psychoanalysis any longer, but the wrong concepts were kept and were enlarged in the mistake, in the sense of being erroneous. Erroneous concepts grew so much that you cannot say no to a child and not have...
you're traumatizing him for life.
Being traumatized by his reaction. Because if you say a no to a child or to a young person, you get traumatized with the response you are going to have.
That's right. In some cases, now they kill.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very serious.
And you cannot even defend yourself in some instances, because then people will say that you are abusing, attacking, you are...
So we have this, we don't see this well. So when we're analyzing what's going on in society, we don't see that there are intentions behind it. We just think, well, that was a mistake, or that was a little bit of an extreme position. Maybe we need to control that a bit more. We don't see.
It's a result of the environment. It's the family problem, parents. So always blaming other people for what we have. And this is a crime. This is a huge crime, because many children, they attack and they blame their parents. They did the best they could for their children. So if you let a person, if you allow a person to do everything he wants, these impulses, these desires, he will end up in a severe, catastrophic situation. We see many artists being an example of this, being drugged, being destroyed in their early ages.
Yeah, wanting to explore the extremes of their feelings. This was very clear in the movie about Jim Morrison. You could see that he took this, the desire he had. He wanted to take it as far as he could go, thinking that he would get something good out of that. And this...
Everything that is forbidden is spicy, is desirable.
Forbidden fruit.
Yeah, forbidden fruit. So if you can't smoke, you're going to smoke. If you can't drink drugs, you're feeling attracted to drugs. If alcohol is harmful, you feel attracted to alcohol. If eating too much makes you makes bad for your health. You're going to eat up when you explode.
Like a pig.
Like a pig. And everything, like if betraying your husband or your wife is wrong, so this is what attracts you the most. So we are all upside down and with no exceptions. No exceptions. We have a flaw in our nature.
Lays it out pretty clearly, doesn't it? Thinking with Somebody Else's Head returns in just a moment. On the Stop Radio Network, I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Back to look at the wrong vibration between power and people in a moment. This is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. We are on the Stop Radio Network, streaming through our site at healingthroughconsciousness.com. Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco with me again. Claudia, a few years ago, you told me, said to me, Richard, or maybe you said Jones, you said, I don't know what has to change first. Human pathology, meaning human beings seeing their corruption and the distance they are from being true human beings, or whether society needs to change first. How do you see that now? How do you think about that now? Do you have the same perspective today?
I think, Jones, in this situation, we must consider not only the sociological aspect of the question or psychological, but we must go deeper and analyze this through the eyes of the new physics, because energetics is behind or under or within everything that exists, from the supernatural, transcendental level to the most material, tangible aspects of our lives. So if we want to consider this question, who comes first, the egg or the chicken? Or the change in individuals or the change in society? We are trapped here because, you know, we have to obey laws. And the laws are done by individuals. And society is led, or it's held back, or it's improved by those laws. If the laws are good laws, they will improve society. If the laws are bad laws, it will hinder society from its development. But in order to have good laws, one must have a higher level of consciousness. And generally, there are not so many people in amongst the majority of the masses that bring this contribution. So we see since the times of Machiavelli.
Machiavelli was in what period?
He was a thinker during the more or less in the 1400s.
Okay, so at the just before the Renaissance, and
that he was wondering how and why and how can a society be a better society, and he was very much influenced by the old Roman Empire, and a time where Tito Livio was ruling the Roman Empire, and where there was a kind of republic working better than when aristocracy took the power in the Middle Ages.
Right.
Time of Tito Livio.
Okay.
So Machiavelli considered the time of Tito Livio the best of the all Roman history.
And
so he was, in reality, he was trying to bring a contribution to these questions of the difference of classes and the clashes between the upper classes and the lower classes, and what was democracy and what was a republic. So, considering this point of view that Kepi brings, because Kepi also is always concerned with the concept of democracy and freedom and a good society. So all these concepts have been discussed since a long time ago. But we have witnessed a decay during the time. So if you see Tito Livio and the virtuous Romans and Greek Romans, they were much more developed in terms of society and democracy than we have now.
Yeah.
even though laws were idealized, they do not follow those good laws.
Yeah.
They found means of escape.
Yeah. Loopholes, ways through. Yeah.
Yes, like executive orders, amendments, so they can.
Yeah.
The bad intentions.
Yeah. A lot of lawyers
of
deciding.
The elite, yeah. Economic elite may prevail. Of the pathological powerful,
yeah,
may prevail. But
yeah,
going back to new physics, we come to the concept of resonance and vibration. Everything that exists is just one, is the one, is uno, is unified.
Yeah.
I don't know if uno in English is one.
Yeah, we can say uni.
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 Okay. So everything is uni, like God is uni, but there, in the uni has two components, vibrating in the similar vibration, the same vibration, in order to create resonance. And everything that is like this. Everything is dual, since the atom, since the beginning, is dual, but it's not separated, it's not split. They vibrate together in a resonance,
in
a resonating vibration. So you have the, everything is uni.
Yeah.
The, uno.
The atom would be then the electron and the proton.
But united.
United, not
like
separate.
Not separate. If you break apart, you have electricity, for example, which is very destructive, by the way. And magnetism, which is uno, it's really powerful and non-destructive. So going back to society, one should resonate people and governors.
Mm-hmm.
And powerful,
mm-hmm,
should resonate, mm-hmm, in a similar vibration in order to get a similar goal, or vibrating towards the same direction. So one must go to the same direction. The problem comes when one of the two, which should be one and united, they go against
the other one, in
a different direction. And this contra action, or this wrong dialectic, which was brought by many philosophers, by the way, bringing a fight,
yeah,
amongst people and or classes in order to achieve improvement. So this is not the reality, because a fight brings always a fission, like a friction, a,
yeah,
separation.
Yeah. This was the idea of the thesis and antithesis.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you have the left wing and the right wing. You,
exactly,
have the party in power and the opposition party.
Yeah.
In opposition to each other.
Yeah.
And you're suggesting that we should be in unified,
yes,
movement.
Yes, in goals.
Yeah.
The same goal, the same intention, and vibrating in the same intention, and always improving. So I understand that individuals that are, or that should be, vibrating with the people with the same intentions, they would bring a lot of contribution to society. And society must obey or follow these orientations, this consciousness, and vibrate in a similar way in order to improve. Because, you know, people, if you have a bad government, if you have too much pathological government, this is a sign that the people is corrupt. So corruption and pathology in power, they always come together. As virtue in the people bring always good leaders, and good leaders bring virtue in the people and progress in society.
Right, moving together in a synthesis in some
and
way.
Vibrating, acting, thinking, feeling, vibrating in a similar direction, which Kepi understands goodness, beauty, and truth.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Is it possible, yeah, this is very interesting, Claudia, is it possible that we could actually have the same goals, though, for all of the people on the planet?
But this cannot be otherwise. You can only be a true society if we have the same universal goals for all humanity and for all the universe.
Beautiful.
Because we vibrate with the universe.
Beautiful.
We vibrate, we are like a whole in vibration. We are integral in all universe in vibration. Every being, be it immaterial or material, we are all in vibration and communication.
This is astounding what you're saying. So then the consciousness you talked about at the beginning, our goal then in our radio program here in Dr. Kepi's work is to increase the levels of consciousness about this beautiful reality that exists.
And to create a dialectic, a vibrational dialectic with our listeners so they can increase the vibration with us and all together and bringing others together. And so we could even influence in other beings by doing so. You know, those evil criminals that are in power, they say something that is very real. And that's how they influenced a lot of people when they say, we are global. We cannot be separate nations. We are one humanity. And the government should be global and not always in friction and fights amongst nations. Yeah. So this is a real concept that they use. And this is very logical because we are one earth. We are one humanity here, even though we have
different
colors and shape of eyes and hair. But being in the planet, we are just one. But the problem is they want a whole, like all humanity to work for them. Yeah. And they want the elite to be the governors for their own benefit. So if they govern the world in this direction, so it will be a contra-action. They will not vibrate in the similar vibration of the people. So the people will go down, and they will go down together. So it's impossible the way they think that they will achieve a developed society like this. Yeah. They will, yes, achieve more and more destruction and less humanity.
More sort of organized destruction. It'll just happen faster.
Exactly.
And this is why I think there's such an enormous movement now. Largely unconsciously, there's such a large movement against this new world order that they talk about because this consciousness is not coming together with this new world order. If we were really coming together in a holistic way that you're describing, it really would be a beautiful coming together, wouldn't it?
Yes, so, and that's how we would use our universes, which are the same in all human beings. As Plato said, the ideal ideas, like the ideals, and Spinoza spoke about that, and many philosophers, that everybody has in their inner selves, like ready concepts of the universal. Universals, like the perfect concepts, the perfect ideas. What is a true world? What is beauty? What is taking aside the differences, you know? What would be of the yellow if it wouldn't be for the red? But we're not talking about particulars. This would be particulars.
Right.
And the particulars would have more room to exist in a tolerant universal mentality. So
we would have true freedom of particulars, freedom of particulars.
Being universal does not mean uniformity in terms of, everybody the same. No, being universal is freedom for the true particulars exist. So all the particulars of individuals, personalities, arts, everything would have room to manifest because then the universals would be the same, like concepts of freedom to do good, beauty, and truth, like to be beautiful, truthful, and good. So if you are free to do this, then you will permit other people to do the same. Yeah. And you will not fight, and you will vibrate and increase in vibration.
And if we are doing good, beautiful, truthful things, then we need to do as much of that as possible. So
exactly.
It's totally unlimited, the amount
Exactly. So it's a development that has no ceiling, no limit. But what we understand now about democracy and freedom is freedom to do evil, to do pathology. Like, if you want to steal your neighbor, then you can do that. And that's what they are doing, the bankers, the elite, the economic elite. So they have the freedom of the market in terms that ethics must not rule.
No, they hide behind the fact that, well, it's not illegal, so therefore I can do it. And, you know, so whether it's ethical or not doesn't even enter the question.
Concepts of justice, yeah, equality, fraternity, that are universals and should prevail in a developed society, they were left aside. So what do we see here, Jones? Mm-hmm. We see freedom for pathology. And pathology is destruction and absence of goodness. So we do not see the true freedom in society nowadays. That's why we see so much destruction, so much dead ends in finances, economies, economy, science, technology. So there is no solution for any problem because there is no room for growth. The true growth can only exist with a true freedom. And the true freedom has virtue in its essence, yeah, has equality, justice, respect,
honesty,
the intentions to do what God ruled in his creation, what he wants us to do inside his laws. So we have no limit in growth if we follow the natural law of God.
Oh, that's marvelous. Can you stay a little longer? Do you have to go?
Yes, I have.
All right. Okay. We're back in just a moment, thinking with somebody else's head on the Stop Radio Network. Don't go away. We're back thinking with somebody else's head is on the Stop Radio Network. You talked about Claudia's and Bernhard Pacheco with this. I was thinking about, at the very beginning, you were talking about the dialectic of things being together. So we have electrons and protons in physics are together and resonating in harmony. And when one breaks away, we have a free radical. We have destruction inside the cell. In humanity, this would be like the power, the leaders, and the people you mentioned.
Two powers, two forms of power, the people and the leaders.
Resonating in a common vibration of something good, obviously. If we're resonating towards something bad, as, you know, when the leaders start to talk about war and the people support them, then we have this terrible dissonance that creates total destruction. So I think you're really raising the bar here in our discussion, Claudia, about what it means to be a human being on the planet today.
Yeah.
Because we're not really discussing it at this level yet. And we need to come into this awareness, understanding, how do we move people in this
and
direction?
And one of the reasons they took away philosophy from schools, it's this, because they don't want people to think and to understand and to see and to reason about what is justice, what is democracy, what is freedom, what is to develop, what is a republic, what is a... They want people to get specialized in technical things. So very specific mathematical and specialized technological things, because they keep distance from this reasoning, which is absolutely mandatory for a person to understand what a democracy is. Because democracy doesn't mean to have the majority plus one in the opinions, because a mass can be influenced by mass media, and they do so. They brainwash the masses with this, supported by this evil money, elite medias. I mean, the mainstream media owned by the elite, and who wants to use the media to support and to put people blind and deaf.
Yeah, deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah, so they obey the economic elite,
yeah,
and political corrupt elite. So democracy is not really voting, like having 50 plus one or the majority. This is not a true democracy. Democracy is for the people and the leaders to act in a kind of hierarchy and to follow good leaders. And the good leaders should be always do, and as I told you, resonate with the people for the good actions. The most capable leaders should lead the people to a higher level of civilization. And the masses would then feel the consequences or the fruits of it of their work.
The impetus of this, they would feel the desire to do this too.
So they would choose and support good leaders. Now, what happens is that the leaders, they deceive, they lie to people in order to get the power, and as soon as they get there, they enslave and they hurt and they attack the people. So it's a fight, a constant fight.
And we are, in a way, in a trap. We, the people, are in a trap. You're more of a leader, but I think what we're talking about is we're talking with the people who are listening. We are the people, mm-hmm. and we don't even think about now, because of this loss of philosophy and even the loss of theology, of spiritual values, what is a true human being? We don't even think about that, so we just then concentrate on surviving, getting as much as we can for ourselves and our family, and screw the rest of the people. And so we are in this spiral going down in a very, it's becoming very primitive now.
And as the bigger the pathology in power, the more corrupt is the people. Pay attention. If you see what is happening in the Middle East, you have their dictators that are totally pathological, like dictators that are criminals. And you see amongst the people a lot of pathology too, and they are very corrupt. So they are right when they want to change the leader, but they want to put there another leader which would be as corrupt as the previous one. So there are some leaders that are trying to construct a true democracy in Iraq, for instance. But the corruption amongst the people went very far after this dictatorship that Saddam Hussein had. And even worse, with the coming of the corruption of United States there and this pathological power of United States. So the people now are totally disoriented, totally corrupt. If you see some videos that they take in Syria, you see amongst the people so much violence, so much hatred, so much corruption, need for blood, that you see, oh my God, what is this? Mm-hmm. So this is a result of a dissonance or a wrong vibration between power and people. People in power and the masses.
We then, as the people, because the people in power are, they're in power because they want to get more and more and more for them. We, the people, the 99%, we have a big responsibility here to start to vibrate a little bit higher or a lot higher than we have been.
And you see the difficulty for those of 99% to organize themselves in a healthier society. They want to fight. And in one sense, it's good that they denounce the pathology of power. This is necessary. Of course, this is necessary. But in order to achieve better leaders and to learn how to do and how to choose a better leader, they will have to enter in a higher vibration now of pure action, of not only fighting and attacking and accusing, but building a better society for themselves, being more virtuous, being more ethical, being more disciplined, because we need to be disciplined. You know that. In order to do something good in life, one must be very disciplined, and we must even more to discipline our tendencies, our pathological tendencies. As Napoleon said, it's easier to fight with an army than to fight with against my own
yeah.
tendencies and
he saw that well.
Vices.
And it seems to me too, Claudia, as we watch the world now, that this needs to be something that happens kind of collectively, right?
Yeah.
It can't just be, like, because there's been a lot of emphasis, I think, particularly in the self-development movement in North America, that if I improve myself, That's all I have to worry about. And then I'll improve myself, and then that will have an impact, and that person will improve himself. In a sense, we have to move beyond that now, and that's important and necessary, but that we have to start to work together somehow, don't we? Which is why our business models and society models that we're...
We must always be uni and vibrate with other people. Like the most unified, the better. So the concept of an universal world, universal government, is the only way to solve the problems on Earth. But under what laws and what philosophy and what spirituality and what circumstances this will happen, I can assure you this will not happen in this direction that these people, this elite in power, are planning. Because getting rid of 80% of the population and then staying with an elite, imagining that this would be a higher developed society, a paradise, this is philosophically, this is scientifically and theologically wrong.
Insane, actually.
Insane and impossible to happen. In terms that if they create this monster will end up by destroying itself from within. Because you know why, Richard? If people want to play the role of God and want to recreate society or humanity or universe in their own way, they are stupid. Because we were born and we were created to resonate with God. So that's why Jesus said, if you do what I tell you to do, meaning put yourself into good and pure action. Only ideas, only feelings, only intentions do not lead us to any good place. But if we put ourselves in action, if we vibrate and if we accomplish pure actions, we are resonating, vibrating similarly with Jesus Christ, his teachings, and with his Father, with God. And that's why he said, if you do that, my Father will be with you, within you, and I will be within you too. So my Father is within myself. I am with my Father like uni, and we will be one and uni with you. So where, and he was always saying vibration in similar, like, to resonate, to vibrate
together. Yeah, the electrons vibrating with the proton is beautiful.
And this example is integral. This is the whole. This is holy and whole.
Fantastic.
This is holy and whole, all together. So, and this can only happen with the right vibration. And negativity, hatred, unfairness, injustice, revenge. This is not vibration. This is not true vibration. This is stagnation. This is the denial of the true vibration. This is destruction. So this cannot be.
And this leadership you're talking about is happening through Dr. Kepi's work. I just want to stress that. We'll be having a forum coming up very soon in June and late June, early July here in Brazil, where we're inviting people to come and understand more about this leadership that is available through his work, because it conscientizes the human being about the pathology of power and the individual pathology, so we can begin to resonate at a higher level.
You know, these people that are in power now, they are so psychotic, so sick. They don't understand that for them would be much better if they would resonate in the right vibration with the people. If they would get together with the same goals, beauty, truth, and goodness for everybody. And then they would really have their what they wish, which would be a good leadership and being even...
loved.
Loved. People would be devotional to good leaders that would do this. And they would have everything they needed in order to be happy and reach this paradise they wanted, they are looking for. So there must be many leaders that are mistaken, that do not understand, for instance, this new philosophy or this philosophy that Kepi developed. I cannot say it's a new philosophy, but it's a renewed restored, renewed, like a soul, a renewed mentality that was in the beginning where civilization was up there. So we would be in tune with the most developed civilizations in the universe. Probably we would have more communication with other extraterrestrial, more developed than we are.
Yeah. And this is not something that's going to happen. People sometimes say, you know, well, it's the changing consciousness on the planet. It's coming naturally. No, this is, it takes our work.
It takes virtue. It takes consciousness. It takes humbleness, humility. It takes accepting to see the wrong dialectics. It demands of us the need to admit and change our minds and change our actions for better. It demands a lot of humility.
We could consider that we, the people, have some work to do, and not just shining the light on the abuses of the 1%. That does need to happen, of course. But we also need to improve how we, the people, see and interact with the world. Norberto Kepi considers that the primary source of all psychological and social problems is an inner corruption of behavior, thoughts, and emotions, and that inner corruption reflects out in all aspects of society. We explore this every week on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Stop Radio Network. If you'd like to find out more about our work, write us at joneshealing@gmail.com. Back next time on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones.